This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Back from the dead, or the burn-up, anyway. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. All kinds of hijinks happening around here all the time, and it's still not over yet, but that's beside the point. It is Tuesday, but, you know, normally on Monday we kick off the week with my fellow alumnus of Tactical Response, so I just couldn't stand to not do that this week. So joining us first hour today is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir. And is Rob there?
He is, Bill. Great to hear you. The excitement of live radio comes back to us every week.
Yeah. Live radio. Well, the drama behind the live radio is always dictated to by the drama behind the, unfortunately, the electronics that power it, though, isn't it?
Well, I wondered if I was going to actually get a chance to talk to you or if I'd be hung up with the lock and load information technology and computer repair department.
No. That I outsource all of that. I outsource all of that. So
not enough evidence.
Yeah, not enough. Well, true. But I found something out, though. I found out that the computer issue I had.
Right.
The computer had been repaired by Apple in its entirety. Apple stepped up to the plate and repaired. I mean, the only thing left on this that was the same when I took it to him was the space bar. And everything else got replaced by Apple on Apple's dime. And one of the parts that Apple put on the computer was bad.
Whoa.
Yeah. So now they're going to replace that one again. And so now, you know, the old saying about guns is one is none and two is one. So that'll be the way I approach the laptop thing now. I won't have any more computer issues because I'll have more computers that I can handle.
Well, one of them is sitting there as a you know what? You just discovered something really important. When it has to work, you need a backup.
Right.
Right. And it's for me, if my computer goes down, it's inconvenient. For you, it's show does not go on.
Well, just trying to get everything back and the audio, and like I've got certain things I put with the podcast with the show notes that are not there right now, and I'm aware of that. But I will be getting it back in a couple of days or maybe tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway,
I've been wanting to talk with you about this. The great news, remember, have you had Cody Wilson on since Alan Gura won that settlement?
I have not had Cody Wilson on in a long time. And I've got his number, and I leave him voicemails, but I guess he's become a really big name, so I don't get a hold of him very often. We're talking about the 3D-printed gun kid out of Austin, Texas.
Right. So, did you get it? What happened was the State Department said, if you sell the software to 3D print a gun. Now, remember what a gun means. A gun in U.S. legal parlance is the serialized receiver.
Right.
It's not the barrel. It's not the magazines. So you can buy all the rest of that over the counter, no background checks, no questions asked. But Cody came up and said, hey, maybe I could print that out of plastic. You could. Oh, I could print it out of metal. Yeah, you can.
Right.
Oh, with desktop machining, I can literally spit out a 1911 frame. U.S. law says you can't sell that without going to an FFL.
Right.
But they never said you can't build it for yourself. And then the State Department said, oh, if you put that on the Internet, you are therefore holding forth to anyone in the world, and you're involved in international arms exporting subject to ITAR,
right.
The international, okay, International Traffic in Arms Regulations. And and Cody and the Second Amendment Foundation said, see you in court, partner.
Right.
Oddly enough, although this started under President Obama, there's been a, has anybody noticed that the executive branch changed since then?
Yeah,
so they go to court. Subtle, right?
Subtle.
And somebody whispers in the judge's ear, you know, I wonder if we could settle this without a trial. So the judge asks the Second Amendment and Foundation and Cody Wilson, what would you guys consider as a settlement? Well, we'd like to be able to post this online. And then they said, you know, it's wasted. Okay, we'll keep working on the trial. And the State Department comes back and says, yeah, I think we could do that. And here's the magic part. So not only does Cody get to say 3D printing and desktop manufacturing of guns, selling that software is legal.
Right.
But this proves that, yes, we don't have Barack Obama in the White House anymore.
Yeah.
They said, the State Department said, you know, if it's not a machine gun, and it's under 50 caliber, why is the State Department interested? I mean, that belongs over there in commerce. It's
right.
It's like selling a bag of cement. Just don't bother us with it. It shouldn't be under international traffic and arms regulations. Go forth. Because it's, quote, not a weapon of war. Holy cow. Did you hear what they said?
Yes, I did. I'm waiting to see how that's going to play out, because declaration. But I mean, you know, the other thing, during the Obama administration, when the Department of Homeland Security was out there procuring AR-15s, they designated that the Personal Defense Weapons System, the PDW.
Yes, they did.
And they always have you noticed that all of these little state, all these little departments get out there and sort of, I guess they're not on the script or something? I don't know.
Now, when you say the department, are you thinking State Department, Commerce Department, or are you thinking state as in like, Illinois and California?
Well, you know, I know where they fall, Illinois and California. I get that part of it, and I understand it. I understand they can't, for them to go back would, well, I don't know. D.C. did it pretty easily, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Remember, New Jersey calls a pellet gun and a slingshot a weapon of war.
Right.
So all of a sudden you're going to go, really? Not according to the United States government. Here, it said it in a court decree right here. Now, I think that means technically Cody can only start on the 27th. So we got another 10 days, right?
Right.
As of the 27th of July, the new regulations take effect.
Well, I mean, self-defense distributed, they got a manufacturer's license. They also made the desktop CNC machine, so you can do your
right.
AR-15 80% lowers.
Right.
So they're out there and doing all kinds of fun stuff. I thoroughly enjoy Cody and his shenanigans. But I do have one other source I may be able to get Cody on, so I'll try to keep doing that. Coming up on the first break, Rob is a very, very, I'm not going to say spread thin, because everything he does is quite calculated. Like the two podcasts, the Ensemble Polite Society podcast, or the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is a very unique podcast here in these Los Estados Unidos, in addition to all of the places that he writes, like his Slow Facts WordPress blog, which then gets republished as a featured writer at Ammoland, which then gets republished as a featured writer at ClashDaily.com. He gets republished all over the place. It's just everywhere. Literally everywhere.
If I keep at it, someday I'll have a fraction of the audience that you do. Thank you for having me on. We're going to have more fun.
Well, I don't know what the percentages are. I see all your fan mail. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, back from the have-no-computer purgatory that I was in yesterday. So, you know, the whole thing about having this or that or the other, and that being the dependency, just bothers me to a high degree, Rob.
Anyway. Yeah, it's, well, that's the world you and I come from.
Yeah.
The I must deliver when they call me up. Hey, did you... I don't know what to make of this. Let me bounce this off of you.
Sure.
You knew that there were a few counties in Illinois that declared themselves, rather than sanctuary cities, they were gun rights or they were pro-gun rights, anti-gun infringement sanctuary counties in Illinois. Well, it's now more than a quarter of them. So that's like over 50 counties in Illinois. Yeah. They're, about 25. I'm sorry. They're, not all of them have come through. Wow. That's a bunch of downstate Republicans telling Springfield, yeah, you may have the votes. Try enforcing this one. Because sheriffs, let's just say the state police do not want to get sideways with the local sheriff. Yeah. Wow. That's big.
Yeah. It's gigantic is what it is. And that's just an indicator that some of these states have these big population centers.
Right.
Run the state, make the laws.
Chicago runs Illinois. There's no doubt about it. And the people, a lot of people who've been in the minority for a long time found a way to stand up and say, okay, chew on this. We don't like it.
Right.
I like it.
Now, does Illinois have a preemption law or anything like that?
Yes. But it grandfathered a bunch of local laws. That is one of the reasons that one of the Chicago suburbs, when they then came up with their latest AR-15s are bad law.
Right.
And they said, well, no, we're exempt from the preemption. That was where a lot of the political argument came in, because they should have been limited by state preemption laws, and they claimed they weren't. So we'll see. It really depends on how political the judge is who hears the case. And to be blunt, the Second Amendment Foundation is probably going, yeah, if we can get this one up to the Seventh Circuit again, we'll win, but is it worth it? So,
well, that whole we're exempt from the preemption, doesn't that sort of beg the question, why do you guys have preemption if you can be exempted from preemption?
It's a local city council begging for Bloomberg dollars.
Right.
And they're being stupid with other people's money, which is the way you want to do it. On top of that, we just saw Columbus do, I think, exactly the same thing with bump stocks. That's right. And our friend Sean Maloney, who I still count him as a friend, was there representing Buckeye Firearms and said, you're kidding me, right, Judge? This, you're going to let this stand? And Sean, a number of lawyers defending the gun rights of people in Ohio, said, look, we want an injunction to stop this. And they settled for, okay, will the state refuse to enforce this until we can hear the merits of the case? And the state basically said, okay, we will refuse to enforce this law. But then the lawyers come back and says, we need something in writing, because I have to have something to take to a judge if the judge puts my clients in jail. A lick and a promise isn't enough. So it's a widespread disease, Bill.
Yeah. It is, and the whole, as far as the Second Amendment is concerned, the whole thing where they get out there and say, well, it's a state thing. Is the Fourth Amendment a state thing?
Right.
Is the first
just a state issue?
This thing where they get out there, this is the only time they claim 10th Amendment states' rights thing is when they're talking about guns. Other than that, the federal, when it's in the hands of somebody like Obama. the federal government reigns supreme. So, I don't know. It's hard to keep up with these guys.
Well, again, now the great news is Buckeye got to Buckeye Firearms when they sued since Columbus and Cincinnati's coming right up. We're able to say, guys, you're going to pay our costs, and I think you also have to pay us some penalties. So we get paid for our inconvenience as well as our legal fees.
Right.
Because if they get to do it for free, then it's you and I trying to fight City Hall. That's a tough battle.
Still, I guess it's one that's going to... I'm waiting for the electorate to wise up.
Right.
Because I don't understand how these electorates get out there, and they're looking at, like, crime in Chicago. And John Bach was on the show not too long ago, and I asked him, do any of the gun grabbers come to Chicago to protest gun violence?
And what'd he say?
Well, no.
Right.
It's dangerous in Chicago.
You get killed in Chicago.
You get killed. So,
You remember, we don't have much time before the break.
Right.
But it was some over 100 times more dangerous to be a citizen in Chicago than to be a student in our schools in the United States, even though we've had, quote, an epidemic of mass murder in our schools. Not compared to the sidewalk of Chicago, we haven't.
Right.
And yet, where are the protesters there? You know, wouldn't it be nice if Black Lives really did matter, please?
Well, yeah. When it comes to stuff like that, the inner city, there's two things about the inner city that is completely ignored: abortion and violence.
Right.
And for all of those BLM people out there, you guys need to go out there and get in front of these inner cities. If you really want to protest that, that's where all of that kind of stuff is happening. Yep. So, anyway, before we go to the next break, of course, you know, he does a podcast, old Rob. He does two. I'm waiting on him to figure out a third. Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is a unique podcast in all of the United States, and the Ensemble podcast, which is a... As somebody who's looked at it from behind the scenes, it is a mastery of coordination. I love the way it works. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
So it looks like the European Union is set on a collision course with President Trump after its foreign policy chief called for Europeans to increase their business dealings with Iran in defiance of the United States coming out and issuing an executive order to pose more sanctions on Iran. On the other side, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin, he's a big fan of the sanctions.
I think it's outstanding. I'm really happy that the president is choosing to take a stronger stance as it relates to Iran. The Iran nuclear deal, this JCPOA, shouldn't have been entered into in the first place. It was fatally flawed for what was in it. It was fatally flawed for what wasn't in it.
According to a U.S. trade representative, the United States will impose a 25% tariff on $16 billion worth of Chinese imports starting on August 23rd. The tariff will affect goods such as electronic parts, plastics, chemicals, batteries, and railway cars. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Rob Morse.
I'm very pleased to be heard after yesterday. You know, the thing is, I got up yesterday morning, and this is what I've been trying to get back on the bike, so I got plans to get back on the bike. So I get up early. I'm running the computer. I'm doing all the show prep. I got you coming on the show. I got another guest coming on the show. I just need X amount of show prep, and I do all that, and I get it ready to go. And I go to take the dogs out, and when I come back, the computer has gone bye-bye. And then it was completely distracting and everything else because everything's on there. And and rest assured, since that went in there, and now there's a brand spanking new 4-terabyte hard drive sitting right here on the desk, waiting for it to come back, and I will yank everything off of that and have it all in one central location, so I can plug it into whatever computer's working.
I'm more interested in you getting back on your bike because I want you to live another 100 years. How's that going?
Well,
it's salty at 60,
but the another 100 years. See, my whole goal is if I can stay alive till 2050, they're saying medical science will have advanced long enough to keep us alive for, ever. And I just want to, I want to see warp drive. I want to see the Vulcans come down. Getting back on the bike it's like riding a bicycle. It's getting back on it. No issues.
You don't know how to ride. It's that as soon as you get going, you'll go, oh, man, I've been away from this for over a month. Where'd my wind go, the muscle mass, everything?
First ride was 9 miles without a hitch.
Good.
Yeah. Second ride was about 12, and then yesterday happened. So I'm still waiting on the third one because I was working with Apple today to get the other one repaired. So, But yeah, the bike, Salty by 60, is inbound. It is definitely coming. But you're already salty at your. How old are you?
I'm over 60.
Yeah. See, when Rob was at the tactical response class, same class I was at laying in the dust, rolling around in the dust, running around, doing all the shooting and everything else. He never sat down except when it wasn't his turn to shoot.
And where we took some dirt dives into the gravel, the next day I go, ah, look at that, black and blue. Who's doing this like they're 20 years old? Stop that, you fool.
I had a lot of fun watching those kids. Like, there was one kid in the middle that might have been the group you were shooting with, and when he would get behind those real low cover, he would just compress himself down and just stay on the bottoms of his feet. All the, you know, I'm having to collapse into a pile. And right. He just
squats.
He just compact himself. Yeah.
I have started, I've got some training coming up here in a few weeks, so I've started my dry practice regime, and tomorrow I'm going to go get loud.
I'm going to try to do that this weekend.
Well, who shoots video for you when you are demoing these firearms?
I do it on faith. I stick the tripod in front of me, so it looks like some fool is standing in front of me with a camera watching me shoot from a crazy angle.
Okay.
And then I just shoot and pray that I'm not going to hit that camera.
And that you're in the frame.
Yeah.
Hey, well, good. Since we've got 60 years, there may be some hope for California. Did you see the ruling out of the Ninth Circuit?
Which one?
Okay, so California has restricted everything about firearms. Last year, they passed Proposition 63, which limited all magazines to 10 rounds or less. And then somebody said, excuse me, that's confiscation because, you know, you're taking my property. You're not paying me for it. You're just saying I can't have it anymore. What gives? And then when somebody tried to describe, a state lawyer tried to describe in front of a judge why this helped, what it was necessary, where it applied, and Cal Guns, you know, California Rifle and Pistol Association, put up a flow chart that said, these are the laws about, and man, it was an eye chart. It looked like a spaghetti monster, and you just looked at it and go, and you expect the average citizen to follow all this and understand it and be held liable if he violates it. And the judge wasn't having it. So they threw that out, put an injunction, and said, no, this law is in abeyance till you sort this out. So California appealed. It went up to the ninth. A three-judge panel said, yeah, no, this doesn't make any sense. Now, will the state then take it to the full, will they ask for an en banc review? I'm thinking yes, because they will, and the Ninth Circuit is so politically lopsided,
right,
that they will side with the state. The only reason they might not, they might agree to say, okay, we'll let this stand with the three-judge panel, because I don't think they want to take gun laws up to the Supreme Court anymore.
Yeah, well, see, one of the things I'm hoping happens with Gorsuch in place and with Kavanaugh when he gets in place,
right,
is that they start looking at some of these things like the Ninth Circuit has done and some of these other places like down in Maryland, and they start saying, you guys, you're getting out of here. Do you see this thing, the Heller decision? This is to be obeyed the same way you want us to walk in lockstep with Roe versus Wade.
Right.
It is settled law, as you call it, and, you know, you guys are, you're contravening it. And that's my hope. We'll see what we get out of that when that happens. I mean, we got to get Kavanaugh passed everything, and then we'll have an election coming up, and... What, do you have any thoughts about that right now?
Kavanaugh wasn't a particularly inspiring selection. It was a safe selection.
Right.
And it's going to put some, what do you want to call them? I'd call them blue dog Democrats, except they're basically extinct. You know,
right.
Some slightly less crazy Democrats from states that supported Trump. I'm thinking West Virginia, parts of Montana, is Wisconsin, I'm not sure. There are a number of them. And they're going to go, oh, do I sit there and tell my constituents that I'm going to vote with and really be politically positioned with extremist rhetoric that claims the sky is falling if this guy that, by the way, it was he had Kavanaugh had a very large majority when he was nominated to the lower court.
Right.
So a lot
probably
of
some Democrats voted for him. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So they're going, will the anti-gun groups and the pro-abortion groups give me enough money that I have a chance of keeping my seat if I vote against this guy? That's how it plays out. So it's a long, no, watch. So Republicans are saying either you support our guy or we know where you're going to spend a lot of your campaign money. Good. Your move. Right? That's where Donald Trump put the Democrats, which is good.
Well, the Democrats remind me of some of these. You've got a few of them out there that get
break, Bill.
Yeah. You're right. I'm sorry. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load with Rob Morse. I'm your guest, Bill Frady.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Rob Morse. So, Rob.
Bill.
With everything that we talk about, well, you know what? Instead of me going that way, which way were you about to go when I was about to go when you had to bring me back to heal there before the break? What were we talking about? Because I'm trying to fix something over here. So,
okay, we were just making fun of the continued obstinance of California. On the other hand, there are some cultural changes in other areas that are really pretty heartening. It's easy to make fun of Chicago for so many reasons. You remember their anti-gun priest, Father Flager, who was caught with having his own armed security when the guy got busted for not having all the permits. Okay, people do learn from tragedy. There is a pastor's council in southern Texas, and they took a really hard look after the Sutherland Springs attack that killed many of their parishioners. In fact, in South Texas, the entire congregation was unarmed. They depended on a neighbor to come save them. And in this case, it was the Catholic Diocese of Fort Worth that removed signs from its parishes. Now, so the diocese, you know, okay, a bishop controls diocese and he says, ah, wow, we don't really like guns in churches, but are we going to have uniformed, armed security there every time the church is open? And you may have noticed, churches seldom close their doors. And we, by the way, there are many church buildings, so we're going to have somebody there, and all of them is a visible deterrent, enough people that they're, in fact, a physical deterrence. Or, because right now we've said, come shoot me first, and they changed their mind. They said, look, we're torn about firearms and violence, but we really shouldn't, we're going to take down these signs because they make our parishioners and our staff less safe. Wow. Now, these are, in general, are very smart men, but they're out of their depth. They have to listen to others because they probably haven't studied criminology and the psychology of criminals. So good for them. They listened to more than moms demand action.
Yeah, but they still, I mean, would you say it's fair enough to say that they're probably missing a few very important details, despite the smart idea of taking down the signs?
Dude, There are churches that will have concealed carry permit classes. I have one not too far from me. I know of others in other states. I'm in Louisiana right now. Do I expect the Archdiocese of Fort Worth to come up and start running concealed carry classes next week? No. But, you know, Bill, we win. We have to take the people who disagree with us one step at a time.
Right.
For them to go one step. Oh, this isn't, you know, guns aren't uniformly bad. Oh, you've noticed. You've noticed, in fact, that we save lives. Good. Let's take that and go from there.
Right. The whole thing that bothers me, though, is this, the laissez-faire attitude they have where it's like, well, we got time. How do you know?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, when they're out there and they're making these incremental steps and everything, which I love that they're making steps, but I mean, this is like trying to incrementally save yourself from drowning when you're drowning.
Right. Well, and the you're absolutely right. The terrible news, you know, you're exactly right, because so many pastors, after a tragedy, go, we should do something. And then somebody says, you know, I'm an expert pastor. Here's what it looks like. And they go, could you change this here? And you've redecorated, right?
Sure.
Any simple plan seems to invariably get bogged down by people injecting their personal preferences that are not essential but cost time. Boy, are you right. Now, for every church that has said, we need to do this, there are 10 churches who said, we need to do this, but, you know, I think it takes more study. And that's going to cost lives again. It breaks my heart.
Well, there are these, I watch a lot of these kids and everything that are out there saying, we preach love, not hate. Well, no kidding. Who doesn't?
Right.
Criminality and the predators are not that many out there. The problem with them is that they are unmolested when they start their little ways that they do. You know, they start, when they start their little rampage and everything, they're fighting against an opponent that isn't ready to fight back. And that's the thing that they don't seem to quite get, that they're just not ready to fight back.
And the thing that bothers me so much about that even more is here are people who should understand that evil exists.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you told me on Sunday?
Yeah. But isn't that why we're here at church? Because we're talking about evil?
You want us to be God's hands, but we're going to use prayer to stop a bullet? Oh, please. Please, Pastor, come up with something better. Wow, how about your pastor, Bill?
My pastor, I have spoken with him, and he is open to the idea. I don't know if he's ever actually done anything in that way.
Right.
But if he has, I haven't checked into it lately, so I need to take a good look at that and try to figure that out. But
I do have to call it, it's a cultural change. It's a small step, but I love it. I'll take small victories all day long.
As long as they're complete.
When I
say complete, for me, the complete victory is when they get out there and they realize that although the threat is not a likely thing, it is a possible thing, and they cover that contingency.
Right.
And they put certain things in place, whether that's an armed citizen or a team or whatever, you know. And they go out and get training. They get proper training, so where they can actually deal with things, and go from there. And then that's a complete victory for me. That's when I can sit back and say I am pleased, because I don't like I'm against violence.
Right.
I'm definitely against violence against any of these non-combatants, because the non-combatants are the ones that really don't know how to deal with it. So.
What? Now, here's I'm torn on this, Bill. I want to hear your opinion. I'd love to hear our listeners' opinion, too. In my self-defense gun stories, every week I take three ordinary civilians. They're armed. They're not ninjas, believe me. And yet they stumble through and protect their family. They stop the bad guy. sometimes they, you know, show a gun, the bad guy runs away, our good guy hides in the closet till the police come. You know, perfect. Awesome. Sometimes, you know, you don't have to press the trigger. Those are the great stories to talk about.
Sure.
But I look at their level of training and I go, they're winning despite their ignorance. I'm thinking that there are two points of view then. Either the general class of criminal is pretty incompetent, or the general class of defender has enough native instincts to do a pretty fair job. You and I at Camden, after having been through Camden, are probably up at the 1%, which is hard to imagine, but I guess it's true.
Well, I think that's probably true. I think when somebody starts training for the eventuality or for the possibility that we become very sensitive to the fact that that might happen. So then we're on the lookout for it more, where these other people that are the non-trained, as you would say, they instinctively react, and it's always a win. They have good instincts, I'll say that. But that just tells you that people, when put in a position, if they have the tools in place, their sense of self-preservation is going to win out.
It does. And the fears that, what, you're everybody in church, if somebody's going to drop the collection plate and everybody's going to pull out their guns and start shooting? Haven't seen it yet. Great fantasy. Lots of collection plates have been dropped. It just didn't happen.
Thank you for joining me tonight. Sorry about last night. We'll get back on it and, you know, have it. Rob Morse, Self-Defense Gun Stories, Polite Society Podcast. Check him out there. Slow Facts WordPress blog. That's the hub from which everything begins. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Bill. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Robert Patton, the world according to Sheath Underwear. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.